Just when is it okay for an American company to avoid paying American taxes? That's the question the Senate Finance Committee will wrestle with next week, along with what it means to be an American company in this day and age. The Obama administration is urging lawmakers to make it harder for companies to duck corporate taxes by setting up shop overseas. NPR's Scott Horsley has this look at corporate inversion, one tax-cutting strategy that's under the microscope right now.
Corporate inversions are the latest button-down variation of an older, sexier tax dodge called the naked inversion.
The naked inversion is you're a U.S. company and you just move to Bermuda and become a Bermuda company.
Eric Toder of the Tax Policy Center says U.S. authorities have cracked down on that technique, but companies still have opportunities to cut their tax bills through a more elaborate corporate maneuver.
You have to find a partner in Ireland or some other low-tax country. And so you buy them or they buy you, you combine, and then the new company becomes a resident of whatever country it is you want to move to.
That company can then take advantage of its new home country's lower tax rate, even if most of its operations are still in the United States. This week, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew asked congressional tax writers to rein in that kind of tax avoidance.
We should have some economic patriotism here. It's not right to take an American firm to benefit from all of the things that we do in the United States to make it a safe place to do business, but then to say, I don't want to pay taxes here, to shift my corporate address overseas to pay a lower tax rate or no taxes.
Speaking at the Delivering Alpha conference, Lew acknowledged the overall corporate tax code needs a rewrite. But in the meantime, he urged lawmakers to clamp down on inversions.
We cannot afford to wait. We need to send a signal that if we can't get comprehensive business tax reform done, we need to act on this question of inversions, and we need to do it now, and we need to do it retroactively so that businesses don't rush to do these transactions.
Companies are already rushing to hook up with foreign firms in search of tax savings. More than a dozen big inversion deals have been announced so far this year. On Monday, the generic drug maker Mylan, based in Pennsylvania, announced a $5.3 billion merger with parts of Abbott Laboratories. The new company will be based in the Netherlands. Mylan CEO Heather Bresch told CNBC the deal makes sense even without the tax advantage. But Bresch, who is the daughter of West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, bristled at what she called the politically charged idea of limiting such corporate escapes.
If we want to sit here and have a discussion about how do we handcuff U.S. corporations to the United States, I think that's unpractical and, quite frankly, ridiculous. We need to be talking about, as a country, how do we make this country globally competitive again?
Republicans in both the House and Senate agree that what the U.S. really needs is a competitive tax code for all companies. But, as Eric Toder of the Tax Policy Center notes, recent efforts to rewrite the code haven't gotten very far.
As far as the prospects for such legislation in this environment, I think they're not very good.
Toder also questions the administration's call for economic patriotism. He says that has a quaint ring to it in today's globalized economy.
Companies have production everywhere, they have customers everywhere, they have shareholders everywhere. What makes them a U.S. company? The residence label is much less meaningful than it used to be.
The administration argues companies that benefit from government research, patent protection, and infrastructure should be willing to help pay for it. The White House says in the coming weeks, President Obama will keep pushing his vision of what it means to be an American corporate citizen. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.